He viewed my appointment to tenure as appropriate with his views that the mathematics department should have first-class research people. He was convinced that I fell into that category, and so he thought it was appropriate, I think, that I should be a professor as opposed to something else in the from time. And so I'm sure that he supported my promotion. In fact, I think the whole math department did, that there was no real problem, that there was no problem with that. I had been a lecturer for many years, and actually I was very happy with that position, wasn't pushing for anything different, but it was a time when the women's movement was very strong, and they were, it was an embarrassment to the math department that I wasn't a faculty member, and I think that Kleene felt that it would be one place where he could support the women's movement with clear enthusiasm.
The connection that he brought.
He did not always support affirmative action. His his notions of who should be promoted were based terribly strictly on a function of quality, and he would have to be convinced that this woman had appropriate quality or he would not be for her promotion at all. However, I think in my case he was for it, and that he had some knowledge in that case and was enthusiastic for that, while he would not have been for some others.